Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, thanks for joining us for the Lisa Dent Show. You know Adrian Bankert. She is the host of Morning in America on News Nation. She's on TV every morning, and you have seen her for years on television. And Adrian, did you play the Powerball last night?
I sure didn't. And every day I think, oh, I should go get a ticket, which I've never done before in my life. But I think, well, why not? It's $1.5 billion now.
Yeah. I was driving home and I was on the phone with my sister and I'm like, oh, the Powerball, I forgot. And I rushed into a gas station and I go, Powerball? And she's like, it's 9:46. The cutoff is over. You can't play.
Oh,
and I'm like, oh.
Really?
And in that moment, you start to think in your head, maybe that was the ticket. But my producer, Brian, pointed out that two of the numbers represented yesterday's date. And he was going to play the date. And,
oh.
But yeah, so no winner. That means a huge jackpot coming up on Friday, right?
Yeah, no, it's on record to be the biggest in history if it keeps going like this. 39 times they haven't drawn a winner in this particular Powerball.
That's just crazy. It's crazy. You never play, but do you ever think of what you would do with the money? Like, is that just not in your thought process?
Yes. No. Who doesn't think about what to do with money? Buy a house, buy your mom a house, buy a yacht, go buy an island.
Yeah. Oh, an island sounds great.
Yeah.
Tell me about the headline that slightly fewer Americans apply for jobless aid last week. What does that mean for us?
Well, you and I have talked about this before, that this new unemployment world that we live in needs context, right? So 1,000 fewer people applied for unemployment claims. That's good.
But that's so small. It's like, why does that even, deserve a headline? It's 1,000 people. That's
it. Truth. And a week prior, so we just got the numbers for October 29th. A week prior, we hit a high over the last 7 months, which was almost 1.5 million people receiving unemployment benefits, though, according to the reporting that I've seen, that's not really bad. I mean, that's actually quite good, considering that we could have a lot more people who are on unemployment. So I think it's just a matter of this weekly report. I really don't know why it's garnering so much attention, except for the fact that it's moving in the positive direction. If 1,000 fewer people applied, that means hopefully 1,000 people went back to work, you'd hope.
Right. Absolutely. And what is the story about the bridesmaid for hire? I love this.
Did you actually, you've got to replay it. If you haven't watched it, watch it again or make sure to tune in online. So this woman, I actually have her book right in front of me, Jen Glantz from Brooklyn. She got asked by distant friends to be their bridesmaid in their wedding. And she thought, that's kind of weird. I don't know them that well, but okay, I'll do it. And so when she did it, she realized, I could do this and get paid. So she posted a Craigslist ad, because this was years ago, a Craigslist ad saying, a professional bridesmaid for hire. And she wrote a book about her experience, Always a Bridesmaid for Hire is the title of the book. She had 300 people or something respond to needing a professional bridesmaid at that time, so back whenever that was. And since then, she's built a whole company and a franchise out of this. She has hundreds of women who work under her as bridesmaids, so she sends them to the weddings. She has participated in over 125 weddings herself as a bridesmaid. And what she does is she creates an alias and a backstory that would tie her to the bride and memorizes every detail of that woman's life and puts this face on to her friends and family that, yes, I am, I am her bestie.
Oh, my gosh, like I'm her old college roommate or we lived in the same dorm or... That is so weird
it's
to me.
Fascinating. And I said to her, I said, so you're telling me that the women who ask you to be a bridesmaid just don't have any friends or any cousins who could be bridesmaids? And she's like, well, that's one type of people that we help. It's people who don't have anybody to be a bridesmaid for them. And she's like, the second kind of person we help is the ones whose friends are a total wreck and they're a mess and they don't want them to be the bridesmaid. So they hire me because I'll do everything they need. I said, okay.
Wow.
But yeah, she's like, you know exactly what I mean. I said, yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We all know that. It's like, oh, we don't need that drama.
Yes. But it was so, I mean, it's fascinating. I could have talked to her for an hour. And what an amazing story of success. She says 100,000 people have applied to be a bridesmaid with her business.
Oh, my gosh.
Have
okay.
Applied.
News Nation applied. They're willing to do it. See, I love mm-hmm. weddings, and I thought the best way to be able to go to more weddings was to officiate. So I, you know,
oh.
got ordained so I could officiate weddings. I
don't, cool.
I'm way beyond the, you know, bridesmaid age, but I'm telling you what, officiating is fun.
That's cool. That's amazing. You probably have some really great photos of weddings over the years.
I haven't done it for years. I've been trying. I need to get with this girl because I'm available for hire.
Yeah. So you just got ordained recently?
I've been ordained for like 5-6 years. I've only done one wedding, and my wedding this year that I was going to do got called off 3 days before the wedding after a year and a half of planning. It was awful.
Oh, wow. Oh, that is horrible for the couple, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So you need to go watch this bridesmaid video. You'll see Adrian Bankert, and it's at newsnation.com, but it really is quite an interesting story. All right, buy a ticket the week, okay? Just do it for the first time ever, so next week I can, you know, see if you show up if you don't win the billion.
newsnationnow.com. You'll get all the Powerball trivia because we talk about it almost every day now.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with all that money? And you can watch that bridesmaid segment, yes.
Okay, excellent. Thanks for jumping on the show.
Thanks, Lisa.
It's a thank you Thursday. Get your thank yous in at 312-981-7200. Thank anybody you want. And stick around. Steve has your news next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.